Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
It's Motti here on Chicks Talking Footy. I've got Fee with me and we are lucky enough to talk to Emma Carney, gun Western Bulldogs midfielder, the reigning BNF winner with Ellie Blackburn at the club and a member of the 2017 AFLW All-Australian team. Welcome, Emma.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No, not at all. We're thrilled. You were on our target list to have on the show, so we're thrilled to have you.
It's good to be on the show.
Good one. Now, your pathway to where you are now seems pretty standard for a female football player in that you played with the boys until you were told you couldn't anymore, went and played other sports and then found footy again. So it must feel fabulous, and I know it started a few years ago for you, but it must feel fabulous just pulling on that Bulldogs jumper every week.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, growing up as a young girl, you'd only see men playing the game. And for me, I thought my dreams were totally crushed. I've got two brothers and I thought, geez, how unfair is that they get the opportunity to play AFL but I don't. But, I never thought it would be possible, but I'm super lucky to be able to represent the Bulldogs and I cherish every moment I get to call on the jumper.
Yeah, absolutely. And we read recently that you've been in the Team of the Week every round this year. How does that feel to be recognised for your efforts by your peers and the competition as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you play team sports, not for the individual accolades, but it is nice to be recognised, definitely. And I think it's probably a testament to our coaching staff, but also the depth that we have at the Bulldogs that sort of allows me just to play my game. And, I've just been fortunate enough to be recognised like that.
Well, I heard a commentator, Emma, say in the weekend's game, which we'll get to in a minute, but just rolled off his tongue, Emma Carney in perpetual motion, and that is, I thought, God, that's a great phrase because that's exactly what it's like, I find, watching you. You are on the go all the time. Has the coach just said to you, do that, or you just take your own licence?
Our coach has always been really good in backing everyone's ability on our team, and for me that's probably my engine and my work rate, and he's always encouraged me to try to outwork my opponent, and that's sort of what I base my game around, I guess. Yeah, I'm lucky that the Bulldogs have sort of just given me a license to do that.
Yeah, and look, the last round of the AFLW's led to an exciting place. Well, certainly for us spectators. Obviously, you didn't get the win you were after on the weekend against GWS, but is there some different strategies going into the game against Melbourne, seeing as it's really a decider?
Yeah, it is. It's certainly going to make for an exciting last round, that's for sure. It's almost like three preliminary finals,
yeah,
all in the one round, which is going to be interesting. So, we've looked at the review from the last game. We were pretty disappointed with our performance against GWS. Credit to them, they were outstanding and they just outworked us, unfortunately. So, we've reviewed it and we just need to go back to some of the basics that we were working on in the first few rounds, and that was what got us into the really good position that we were in.
When you talk about a game like that, and you said in the review and everything, is it just business as usual, or does Paul just maybe touch on the fact that there are some sort of tweaks, or advise you maybe how to mentally handle something like that before you come into a last week?
It's pretty much business as usual. We can't focus too much on the external factors that are going on. We've just got to be able to control what we can control, and that's how we play the game. And unfortunately, the last couple of rounds, we've just gone off what our game plan is, and hopefully against Melbourne we can get that back on track and hopefully come away with the win.
Now, one of the big questions on everyone's lips this week, will Katie be back?
We've got training tonight, actually, so it'll be interesting to see how she pulls up from that. But from all accounts, Katie seems to be ready and willing to go. She had a run around on Monaco before our game against GWS, and she seemed to be moving pretty well then. So she's a massive competitor of Katie, so I'm sure she'll be back on the track, hopefully on Saturday night.
I'm not sure if you've got to read Sam Lane's book yet, but she did one of the chapters was on Katie, and there was a part about when Katie first had to get her ankle injected with whatever the juice is, you know, pre-game, the anaesthetic stuff. It was quite illuminating to read that. Have you had to have that before?
No, I've never had to have any injections before a game. Thank God, and sort of touch wood, I'll never have to. But I think that's sort of a part of the game. It's such a physical game, and it's only a short season, so girls are constantly getting jabs in either their fingers or shoulders and things like that to get through games. You know, the medical staff are doing whatever possible they can to get the girls back on the park.
Indeed, for sure. Now, just a slight gear change over to the Happy Times of the Pride match a few weeks ago. So Chicks Talking Footy were there. We were lucky enough to be calling the game. And we watched from the third tier or whatever, and it was just awesome as a viewer. Can you tell us what it was like to be on the ground during that game?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just about a football game. It was about, obviously, the Pride game. It was a special occasion for the LGBTI community, and we're really thankful that the Bulldogs really strong for the game, and fortunate that Carlton jumped on board as well to support the game. And for us playing it, it meant a lot to us. We always think that women's sport, and in particular football, is always quite an inclusive environment, but it's being able to celebrate the diversity that's in our game and in our country is something that was really special to us and really close to a lot of our girls' hearts. So for us, obviously as a Bulldogs player, it was great to be able to come away with the win, and a big win against Carlton, but it was more an occasion that we were really excited about.
Yeah, look, we thought you were going to run out of fireworks that night because so many goals were being kicked.
I think we had one left.
So did the runner go out to Brooke and say, could you just stop? Because we
can find
no more fireworks.
I said, can we share them around?
Yeah. Yeah, look, it was a great night, and we're very thankful to the Bulldogs for taking the initiative to do that. Hopefully it'll happen again next year. And the girls get full points for pronouncing all of the names correctly over the night. So now, Emma, you're not only an AFLW player, you also play cricket, and last summer it was for the Melbourne Stars in the Big Bash League. Speaking of fireworks, are you going to be doing that again this season?
I actually had a conversation with my Melbourne Stars coach today, and I suppose it sort of just depends on how the season for next year shapes up to be. Obviously, having two year teams into the competition might mean that we actually start a couple of weeks earlier, which actually cuts into the Big Bash season. So, look, those conversations will continue on throughout the winter, and look, I'm hopeful that I can still be able to do both. I guess the AFL aren't really in a position where they, and cricket in that way, is not in a position where they can allow the athletes to be full-time at this stage. So it's great to be able to play both. It is challenging at times, but I'm confident that I can still do both, and hopefully I can.
And have a job and play. Who are you playing for? Any other footy in the off-season as well?
Yeah, I'm playing for Melbourne Uni in the VFL,
yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty decent schedule.
As I say every time we talk to a player, I've really got to get moving. I'm very lazy. Emma, we'd just like to say thank you very much for coming on, having a chat to us. Good luck against Melbourne, and good luck eventually in the grand final when you get there.
Cheers. Thank you very much for having me, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks, Emma.
See you, Emma. Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.